Miss Hooper, first name Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A Hooper, born 5/20/50, 5/23/50, sorry, 5/23/50. This is a 74-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, hypertension, malnutrition, peripheral vascular disease, bowel and bladder incontinent, totally and completely bedbound, severe weakness, difficulty walking. O2 dependent, uses her nebulizer at least 6 or 8 times a day, recent hospitalization at least on a monthly basis. Last time she was hospitalized was 5 days ago when she left AMA, and she said she will never come back, period. Mrs. Brown, her caretaker, has asked the hospice and a palliative care company to come in to evaluate her at this time because she no longer wants to go back and forth to the hospital and wants to be kept comfortable, period. New paragraph, despite being on hydrocodone, acetaminophen, 10-3-25, she is in, she constantly saying, help me, help me. She's also on Remeron, but on no benzodiazepines to help with anxiety related to her shortness of breath, period. New paragraph, her medication includes lisinopril, 20 milligram once a day, trazodone, 50 milligram a day, Trelegy, one puff BID, Imodium, ADPR, and aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Norvasc, 5 milligram a day, Remeron, 7.5 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler, and albuterol neb treatment, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day, prednisone, 50 milligram a day. Oxygen at 3 or 4 liters at this time. Allergy none. Social, heavy smoking in the past. She's divorced. She has one child. She used to work for the post office years ago. She's originally from Houston. Review of system, shortness of breath, anxiety, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, severity bedbound, weakness to the point that she cannot clear her secretions. She needs suction ASAP. She has swelling of the leg because of right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension, no longer able to ambulate. Of course, ADL dependent. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient is cared for by Mrs. Brown, which is her primary caregiver at this time, period. On exam, we find Ms. Hooper to be much older than stated age. Blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulse 110, O2 sats 92% on 4 liters. Patient's heart pulses, pump pulses, still tachycardic, lungs, lots of secretions, difficult to clear her secretions. She's laying flat and logical, moving off her extremities with no lateralizing symptoms, swelling, lower extremity edema, 1 plus bilaterally. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with amelogen, but quite dry. Assessment, 74-year-old woman with COPD, recent hospitalization with recurrent exacerbation of COPD. She checked herself out. She wants to be placed on hospice, does not want to go back and forth to the hospital per Ms. Brown, her caregiver, period. And the paragraph patient is on high dose of steroids as well as breathing treatments on a regular basis along with Trilogy and oxygen at sometimes 4 liters, period. Despite these treatments, she continues to be very short of breath at all times. She's totally bedbound. She's ADL dependent. She wears a diaper. She has very little appetite. She has severe malnutrition, protein, calorie malnutrition to be exact. She has pedal edema because of malnutrition, because of decreased protein in her circulating. Decreased protein in her body, as well as right-sided heart failure and core pulmonary, period. New paragraph, she has gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, and chronic pain, period. New paragraph, she would be better served with the anxiolytic along with the antipsychotic, because she's taking Remeron at 7.5 milligram, which is helping her sleep, period. She's using her oxygen at all times and using her nebulizer treatment at least 6 times a day per Ms. Brown, her caregiver, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman who is dying of end-stage COPD. She does not want to go back and forth to the hospital and wants to be kept comfortable in her residence with Ms. Brown by her side. Thank you.